Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is May the 8th, 2019. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and the Chair of the Committee. If we could do introductions, please.
My name is Mina. I'm with Land Development.
Mahmoud Kodur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spovitz, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindbergh, Water Department Engineering.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Morrow Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Tom Strong, Office of the Fire Marshal.
Hector Trino, Office of Fire Marshal.
Brian Gumper, I'm the City Building Official.
Thank you. For those that are new to these meetings, we will introduce an item and we'll go each individual or provide comments to you. We do have written comments, so you don't have to write down all the notes. They'll be given to you in writing. And then you'll have an opportunity to ask questions if you have any questions of any of the committee members. With that, Michael, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Item number one is pre-application 18-30. It is a request to allow the conversion of a property comprised of three existing buildings containing approximately 10,200 square feet in a 10-to-11 unit multifamily residential facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.67 acres. It is located at 166 East 45th Street in the residential medium high zone. And our environmental determination is due to be determined upon submittal of formal application. And this is just a preliminary review with no action required at this time.
Do you have any comments as it relates to the site plan at this time?
I do not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Is the applicant here? Welcome. Mina, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. For land development standard conditions, you are going to need a SWIP because your property is over an acre. You are also in a high wind and high fire zone, so we do have special requirements for that. Everything else is pretty standard, and if you have any questions, you can contact land development.
Thank you, Mina. We'll bring them to you.
I'll bring them to you at the end.
Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything up for Public Works?
We have a list of them. I've also handed it down. It will be given to you. Anywhere from dedication, curb gutter, sidewalk. Okay. There's a lot on the list. I've given the list over to your planner. Planner will be given to you. It has dedication. It has curb and gutter. It has street widening. There's several different things on there. Sidewalks. There's a couple poles that need to be relocated, if not removed, and a couple street lights to be added. So as you start going through the comments, stuff like that, go through them, look at them, have with your planner, kind of go through them. If you have questions on it, we can set up a meeting, and we can kind of go through and make sure that we're all on the same page of understanding what our code, our development code, and municipal code require us to have you do as a new development coming into this project. But again, review them, look at them, set up a meeting, and then we can talk about those later. That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from Water Force, please?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you. Tom, Hector, anything from Fire?
Good morning, sir. You did not apply online to County Fire yet. You'll need to do so. I'm going to pass down the paperwork on how to do that, so I have no comments for you. Your APN number, when you punch it in to do the submittal, has been locked. So until payment's been received, you'll have to call the office and make those arrangements, and then we can get those conditions to you. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Right. Anything for us?
What was the previous use here?
What was it for?
I'm not too sure on that.
I believe it was
a church.
A church
facility, that's right.
Yeah. A church. Okay. Depending upon construction size, construction type, you may have fire separation concerns out there, considering that you're right up to the lot line. You're built up to the lot line. Do you know what your existing construction type is?
Probably just standard, isn't it?
What standard? I don't know. We'll postpone these comments for the.
Do you have an architect or engineer that you're working with?
He just
shut up. Okay.
There we go. I just have a question on that. No one knows the next.
Are you aware of the existing construction type?
Yeah, that's block masonry.
It's a masonry wall. So like three, probably type three?
Yeah, it's type three.
Okay. I was just telling him that we're going to have a fire separation on that lot line anyway. If, depending upon the construction type there.
Well, it's a zero lot line on the back side.
Exactly,
of the
right.
So it's 125 watt.
It should be existing non-combustible, right? Okay. Postpone for this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? I know that you just arrived. Maybe you guys could schedule a meeting.
Yeah,
for
my schedule a meeting with typically the
meetings. Okay.
All right. I'll provide comments in writing.
Okay.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. There's no action required on this item, so we look forward to having your project come forward with that in the future, and work with Michael in the meantime to get that application and those materials completed. Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
Yes. Item number two is pre-application 19-03. It's a request to allow the establishment and operation of a banquet hall within an existing commercial building containing approximately 5,340 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.12 acres. The project site is located at 694 West Baseline Street within the Commercial General Zone and Transit Overlay District. There is no environmental determination at this time. This is just a preliminary application, so just for comments only.
Thank you. Anything else to add?
I do have my comments for the applicant, so I'm going to be sending that information.
Is the applicant here?
The applicant, I believe, is not here.
Okay. For the sake of time, for those, if you wouldn't mind, the group, if you have comments, to provide them to Elizabeth, so she could forward to the.
Again, we received nothing. You'll need to apply online.
Okay. Thank you.
And there's no action required on that item. So, Elizabeth, if you could follow up with the applicant,
I will.
And
so.
Maybe at. At one of our Monday morning meetings, we could update the group if you've heard back from them, if they have any questions.
I will.
Okay. And if they want to meet with the group, we could maybe bring them in after our 9 o'clock meeting like we typically do with folks.
Yes.
If need be. Thank you. Item number three is pre-application 1907. It's for the properties located at 3254 and 3258 North Eat Street. It's located within the general commercial zone. And we have a request here to allow the operation of a banquet hall within the two suites that contain approximately 3,200 square feet. It will need to do some construction for the off-site improvements. I have some comments as it relates to, and Maria, maybe as a follow-up to this meeting, you could have your architect, whoever drew the plans for you, to call me so we could meet, so I can let him know what items I need to see on the site plan. There's some dimensions and things that need to be shown. For clarification, as we move forward, I have provided you with with that list there that you can kind of go through. Again, it's just information that we'll need to see, primarily operational items. You know, it's a banquet hall, hours of operation, occupancy, about how many people, you know, seats and those kinds of things, food and alcohol for that. So again, we can meet with your architect or draft person at some point after you call me, and then we can kind of take it from there. Those would be my comments. Mina, do you have any comments?
Yes. Speaking of the site plan, it wasn't clear if you guys had a parking reciprocal easement.
And did you mind parking?
Yeah. So I'll remind Oliver of that. If they can just clarify that on the site plan. And I'll leave a note with Oliver. So.
So if we look at the site plan.
Can you explain that?
It shows up existing parking lot. I'm not sure if that's a city parking lot, if it belongs to the property or who owns that, if you're planning on using it. So we need some information on that. Unless Robert already has it, he's frowning his eyes like maybe he knows what I'm talking about.
It needs to be clear because there is no public alley in that area.
Yeah, there
isn't. It is a individual lot that's in between. You have your parcel. Which is the building. Those two buildings seem to be on the same parcel.
Right.
So there's going to need some clarification on the site plan.
So that'll be something I will speak with your architect about so we can make sure that we know what the property is. So we'll need some we'll need some clarification, and if need be, we'll need to come back if we need to firm up in order to firm up the conditions and those kinds of things. So we'll more than likely come back, but if we want to continue.
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything preliminarily?
We have your sidewalk needs to be replaced, a little bit on the asphalt. There's dedication needs to be done. Again, there's only about 7 items on there, but please go through them, look at them. When we have our meeting, we can go through and discuss everything that needs to be done, and then we can continue on to the next step if we can. But again, I gave him across, or actually I gave him to Oliver, he'll be giving them to you. So any questions, give us a call or set up a meeting with the planner.
And I gave those to you earlier, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything from water?
Standard requirements only.
Thank you. Tom, Hector, go ahead out.
Good morning. You did not apply online with us yet. You'll need to do so. The paperwork's coming down that'll tell you how to do that. However, your APN has been locked, so you'll have to call the office in order to get that unlocked to do the submittal to us, and payment will need to be received, okay? If you have any questions, just call the number on the card. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
It says here you have 2 suites. Are you combining those into 1 large banquet hall, or are there 2 independent banquet halls?
No, it's 2 suites, but there's nothing is inside. You know, there's
so are you going to have 1 big room?
Yes, it's a big room.
Okay, so part of your application should include that you're conjoining these suites.
Okay.
Unless you're going to have 2 separate banquet halls.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. So I just wanted to clarify that we should put on the application that we're combined.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Unless you have any questions, have your architect call me. My phone number's on the letter that I gave you there.
Yes.
And then we could take it from there. We look forward to working with you on this.
Thank you
for joining us. There's no action required on this one. With that, did Travis ever come back with the letter? Elizabeth, would you mind handling?
No.
Thank you. Number 4, please.
Yes, number 4 is subdivision 19-01 and development permit type P 19-01. This is a request to allow for the subdivision of 2 parcels containing a total of approximately 1.09 acres into 5 single-family residential lots with an average lot size of 9,295 square feet. And the construction of 5 single-family dwelling units containing approximately 1,726 square feet, each with an attached garage containing approximately 523 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements. The project site is located at the northeast corner of South Richardson Street and East Victoria Avenue within the residential urban zone. The environmental determination is that it's categorically exempt under CEQA pursuant to section 15332, infill development projects. At this time, the planner has additional comments. Your planner, Chantal Power, does have additional comments, and she will be sending those out to you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Mina, do you have anything for us on that?
Yes. For land development, your preliminary WQMP has been approved, so you'll submit your final one with your grading plans. You'll also need a SWIP, which because your property's over an acre, so that's not going to come to us. That would go to the state. Also, on your site plan, it shows that you have infiltration trenches, like filled with gravel, on your on 2 driveways. Those can't be on the driveways, so they'd have to be moved over off the driveways. The other 3, I believe, are fine. I think it's just this one and the last one. those need to be moved over. Everything else is pretty standard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mina. Mm-hmm. Babo, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert,
anything to add? Just a few went out there. The curb and gutter is in good condition. Sidewalk's in fair condition. There are a couple of poles we'd like you to have removed. When you have questions on that, let us know. Technically, one's leaning over right now. The other one's actually on site. The onsite one, I think you're using as a temporary for right now. Again, as you do the buildings and stuff like that, that will need to come down. We have your asphalt and verifying, adding the truncated dome to the handicap ramp. Your driveways that are current right now will need to be removed, and the new location of your driveways put by standards. The one driveway that looks to be in the same location does not meet the ADA, so that one will have to be replaced. But again, there's only about 8 items. Go through them, review them. If you have any questions, please contact the planner. Chantel, she's not here right now. And we can set up a meeting if need be for any of these items. That's it.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, do you have anything from the water department for us, please?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you. Tom, Hector?
Good morning. Separate submittal is required to fire. The APN's been locked. You'll have to go on, call the number that's on that list, make arrangements for that to be unlocked so you can do the submittal. Once payment's received, we'll get your conditions to you. Should you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us, okay?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Tom. Brian?
No comments.
No comments? Sure. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I have a question. Just civil on that. This is a minor comment that you have said, and do you want those addressed now before it goes to Planning Commission? Can this be conditioned and set for Planning Commission so we can work on the final rulings?
Which particular item do you want to?
Some public works comments.
Okay. So we
driveways and power poles and all that.
For the what?
Regarding the power poles.
Oh, the power poles? Okay.
So what I will do is I will have Chantal contact you and schedule a meeting. And we could discuss how we handle that, but it will need to be addressed in the conditions of approval,
sure.
One way or the other. We just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page before that goes forward. I'm not sure. Did she give you a Planning Commission date yet? Were we shooting for the June date?
Yes, June.
This June?
11th, yes.
Okay. All right, so when she gets back in the office, I'll have her contact you, and then we'll square that away, whether she needs to schedule a meeting with Public Works or how we handle that.
Okay.
We'll address that before the meeting.
And if you're looking for a June date, I would get a hold of my office and get that taken care of so we can get your comments, okay?
So this week?
I would do it like today or tomorrow for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions of the group?
We want to move forward with the project. Okay. We want to do whatever is possible to make it done.
Okay.
Well,
we're almost there. So we're,
yeah.
So we're close. So we appreciate your investment in the community. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
You were here for Gary, so you got it.
Usually does the second.
Oh, he does the second? All right. Sounds good. All right, so we look forward to seeing you, working with you. We'll see you at Lord Point shooting for the June meeting.
Thank
sounds
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that concludes our work here. I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to May 22nd at 10 o'clock. It's approximately 10:20.
So
perfect. Thank you.
I have a question for you.